107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, I'm ready.
Hey.
I'm ready.
How you doing?
I'm ready. Okay, it's 6:24. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Look, I'm going to be honest. I was horsing around on YouTube, and so I forgot that our break was coming
you
up.
You have no focus right now.
None. Dude. I was just like, I was watching that YouTube video. Remember the sad dude? Sad dude. Sad dude. Yeah, you remember that one?
Uh-uh.
Oh, God, dude. Hold on.
I don't want to. It doesn't sound that cool.
This is more important. This is more important than, where's the original one? Oh, right here. Right here. Original live. Let me get this. Let me get this. This is worth it. This is absolute.
Sad, dude.
What is that?
He's saying, what's up, dude? But it's, you know, like a surfer, like, sad, dude. Sad, dude.
Sad, dude.
Sad, dude.
You got to watch it. It's funnier when you watch it, all right? I'm sorry.
I don't get it.
I told you. That's what I was doing. I got distracted. I was watching dumb YouTube videos, and now we're here.
Get it.
Okay, let's do sports.
Is he stone?
I don't know. Something like that. Sad, dude. Sad, dude. Okay, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing stuff.
What's going on?
Stocking your fridges, your coolers, whatever it is with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So what? When you're thirsty, you just go... Sad, dude. And then they'll get you sad.
All right, let's start with an embarrassing baseball story. Let's go.
Oh,
right?
Boy. Okay.
Monday, Tampa Bay Rays set an embarrassing attendance record during their game against the Baltimore Orioles. The Rays announced a total attendance of 5,460 people for the night, which was the lowest since they played their first game at Tropical Field back in 1988. The crazy thing is, Rays are actually one of the best teams in baseball, but fans just don't want to just get out to the ballpark, I guess.
Well, Florida's just a hotbed right now. It's Xanadu with all the new cases spiking and everything like that. So people are probably like, you know what? Let's just watch it on TV. We're just going to watch it on TV.
Yeah, it's probably a good thing that it's at low attendance over there in Florida.
Yeah.
Somebody told me if Florida was their own country, they'd have the second highest coronavirus outbreak or rate or whatever.
If Florida was its own country, it'd be the country that we would bomb, okay? All right? That place is just a mess. You know? It's just a mess, man.
It's entertaining, though. I enjoy Florida.
Oh, for sure.
I'm probably not going to stay there for the.
It's
fun to go.
Yeah, it's fun to go. It's like visiting a train wreck. You know what I mean? It's like driving past a train wreck, but you're staying there for vacation. That's what it is.
Something like that.
Something like that. It works.
All right, let's get over to pro football, man. This is crazy. In a televised public service announcement, Hall of Fame quarterback, Brett Favre urges parents not to let their kids play football until they're 14 years old. Boom.
Wow, really?
Yeah, that's a real thing. Yeah, so he's on a public service announcement saying that. Don't let your kids play football until 14 years old in order to reduce the risk of brain injuries. It's an interesting spokesman, too, considering he played more consecutive NFL football games than anyone in history and definitely played a lot of those games injured. You know?
This is big coming from a athlete of his caliber, of his status. You know what I mean? What age did you start, Hunter? Do you remember when you started football?
Dude, so how old are you when... Dude, I was going... That was fourth grade, dude.
Fourth grade. So you did like the Mighty Mites or whatever it is,
they call it Pee Wee football.
Pee Wee football, like, yeah.
It was Pee Wee. Then we went into Rocket football.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was early. How old are you at fourth grade?
I don't know. I think I started in sixth. Like, right there at the beginning of middle school was our first, like, contact football with the pads and everything like that.
Because then middle school football, when you played for your own school, that started seventh grade for you, right?
No, sixth. So, sixth, seventh, eighth is when we started our full contact, like, you know, pads and all that stuff. Before that, I think it was flag. I never did that. We just waited till sixth grade. So, sixth grade is when I started.
Ours was rocket football, sixth grade. Then you go to seventh grade, and then you actually played for the school you were at. Seventh grade, eighth grade football, and then, you know, your high school's, you know.
So, yeah, but wait until 14. That's high school. That's either someone like you was held behind a year in eighth grade or being
not
a freshman.
Behind. You're just mad because I was taller than everybody.
You're just taller because you got held behind 5 years. It's ridiculous. but yeah, so that would be freshman year otherwise is basically what Favre's saying. It's like, no, not till high school. Yeah. Nope.
Think about that. All right, one more story real quick. This is huge in pro football, man. It was quite fun while it lasted, Brock. Tim Tebow released by the Jacksonville Jaguars yesterday.
Boo!
Yeah,
come on!
See you, Tebow. Right, pretty much ending his comeback bid as the tight end in the NFL. Considering Tebow's 34 years old, hasn't played a regular season snap since 2012, it's very unlikely that any other team will pick him up. And, of course, a bunch of fans out there who are stuck with brand-new Tim Tebow jerseys. Now pretty much out of luck.
Man.
Dude, one preseason game? Is that what it was? One preseason?
I think so.
This guy sucks.
How can a guy that athletic-looking not be athletic enough? You know what I mean?
Like, that's what I don't know. Saying.
It's all just for show? It's all just show muscles and show athletic? I don't know.
I didn't know that. I never heard of that. Like, you made it to the first preseason football game, and then they're like, nah, it's it. That happens to a lot of people.
It could have just been all publicity. It could have been, you know.
Is that what it was? What's going on? Very interesting situation. What was this?
I think really what they need to accept, though, is that the Jaguars are not going to win a single game this season because they pissed off God. You don't cut God's football player team and expect to win, all right?
Yeah, it's like not picking Jesus for you. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It goes God, Jesus, Tebow. That's the ranking order. And you just cut the third highest.
He's in the
highest photo,
man.
Yeah, he's in the photo, all right? Him and Jesus work out together. They're both tanned and ripped.
Right.
Yeah.
He's just down the table in the Last Supper, man.
Yeah, right there. Yep.
Anyway, that's wild, dude. So, yeah, Tebow didn't even make it. Didn't even make it to one game.
I every time you bring up the fact, too, that he hasn't taken a snap since 2012, dude, almost a decade, and then he's back in there. Just nuts.
It's wild. It really is. I guess, you know what? They are right, though. A lot of younger, fit dudes that are coming in just plowing them over.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Too old.
And again, even though he is athletic, you can't go from a quarterback to a tight end and expect to really, you got to have hands, and most quarterbacks don't have hands, you know?
Dude, especially kids now, 6'8", 275 pounds, can run the 40 and 4.2.
To be honest, it's kind of weird that he's already made that transition, because when you go to Google and you start typing in Tim Tebow, it comes up as Tim Tebow, American tight end. Not quarterback.
Really?
Quarterback. Wow. Now it's tight end. He switched.
Dude, he had a good run in college. The guy just needs to hang it up, for God's sakes.
I know. He just needs to join the priesthood and do what we all know he's going to do. Be the most jacked up priest you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah. Dude, have him for like an XFL quarterback. That's kind of, he screams that. You know, like, I'd watch that.
I could see him maybe doing something in the XFL or the Canadian Football League, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's not the NFL.
No, sorry, probably Tebow. Not. He's not going to do it. He's not going to do it.
So there you go. That's your sports. The 6 a.m. hour.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right. Good morning. 7:25, Brock Hunter.
Morning. What's up?
Bam, 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 bam.
And don't you ruin my sports this morning. I got a good story here.
All right. When do I ever, if anything, I add to your sports, okay?
No,
I come in and I bring the sizzle, okay? That's what I do.
No, you don't bring any sizzle. You don't bring any smoke however they say it nowadays.
I bring the boom to the sports, okay? That's what I bring. Geez.
See, that's exactly my point. Right
I bring
there.
The bizoom. I bring the bizoom, okay?
Hey.
That's what's up. Okay.
Get your New Balances on. Let's go, Dan.
Let's do sports here. Brock's going to bring the sizzle, the bizoom.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So you never thirsty. When you're bringing the bizoom, you're never, ever thirsty bringing the bizoom with Bud.
You know.
Boom.
You know.
Bizoom.
Why don't you just sit there and read the TV guide while I do sports?
I'd love to.
Hey, you know, I got a new thing this morning I'm going to try out. I'm not going to do this all the time, but this just popped up, and I'm gonna talk about it. On this day in sports history, how about that? We'll start it off with that.
Okay.
This story is absolutely gut-wrenching, hilarious. This is what I'm talking about. On this day in sports history, 1957, baseball player Richie Ashburn fouls and hits a fan, Alice Roth, twice in the same game, playing for the Philadelphia Phillies. The first hit breaks her nose. Pow! Shatters her nose, right? Second one comes bombing in onto the stretcher, dude, as they're pulling her out of the stadium. No.
Why is he doing this to me? What did I ever do to him? Like, something.
Dude, it's like the movie Happy Gilmore when he hits the two people in the house, like, yeah, 400 yards away.
Yeah.
He hit that guy.
Like, the fact, dude, there's prop. You said this was in Philly, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Phillies stadium.
Could you imagine?
Capacity.
Get me out of here.
Okay. So it's the Phillies, where the Philadelphia Phillies play. There's 43,000 seats in that ballpark. Let's take away 10,000 back in the, you said in the 70s?
This 1957.
Okay, in the 50s. Like, you know what? Let's take like 10,000 seats away. I'm sure they still had a lot in there. So let's say 30,000 people. Of those 30,000 possible seats and people to hit, he hits this woman twice, okay?
Twice
with foul balls. Dude, the odds of that are astronomical.
Better luck getting hit by lightning, probably. Yeah. Dude, here's the thing. Is the first one, okay, I can see that. You know, it gets popped into the stands. But
yeah,
now she's a moving target in a different spot.
Yeah.
On a stretcher. Yeah. Like, the odds of that even.
Yeah.
Like now you got to add in the factors of her moving around and Richie Ashburn. He's like, hell no, she ain't moving. I got this.
I mean, at some point, you got to think that God hates you if that's happening, right? If you're getting,
she ever went back to a baseball
God,
game
again. Probably not. She probably just she just quakes with fear every time someone brings up baseball. She's like, oh, God, no. This one time.
Heads up, Alice.
The one on the stretcher probably couldn't have hurt as bad, right? Because, I mean, it's not like a line drive to the face. So
it's probably hard to top the one to the schnoz right in the beginning, you know? Shattered her nose. Dude, could you imagine taking a baseball to the nose?
No, I don't want to. And I don't imagine them getting hit by a foul ball on a stretcher. That's insane. Yeah. What a jerk. This guy's a jerk, man.
You're a really accurate jerk. Man.
He's calling his shots like, hey, you see that broad over there? I'm going to get
heads
her
up, Alice. Here it comes again.
Yeah. $20 says I can hit her twice, all right?
That's terrible. All right, moving on. Another funny story. It was fun while it lasted. Tim Tebow released by the Jacksonville Jaguars yesterday. Dude couldn't even make it through a preseason game, basically.
Gone.
I mean, pretty much any his comeback bid as a tight end in the NFL.
What has Tebow done wrong in this world to make us all just want to see him fail? Like, I've never seen more people hate on a guy who just, you know what?
Outstanding
person.
He
reads his Bible. He eats his Wheaties and drinks his milk. He loves his wife. He doesn't. Yeah. He says things like, gosh darn and son of a gun. And we're just like, F you, Tebow. F you, Tebow, you son of a bitch.
It's because he's too perfect.
Yeah.
It's like when it's just like, you know, anytime anybody is too perfect, people start to hate him.
Oh, because he makes us feel bad about ourselves.
So
right?
Here's
that's
the thing.
It's
the same thing happened with Tom Brady. Remember Tom Brady? He was all goody two shoes. Now he goes to the Tampa Bay, you know, he goes to the box. Now he's a little bit more open. He's a little more edgy. Now people are like, oh, I like him now. Yeah. Tim Tebow is just too nice. He's just too, too perfect.
So what Tebow needs to do is release a sex tape, and then we'll be like, oh, yeah, we like this guy.
Hey, what's up, Tebow?
You know, he was not such a bad guy. You know, we got to see his privates. It's great. It's
awesome.
Isn't that
sad? Yeah. That is such a sad thing in society these days.
Yeah. We look at people that make us feel like we take a look inwards. Like we see someone nice like Tebow, like what an upstanding young man who's doing good stuff. You know, on his time off, he's not going to the clubs. No, he's building homes for Habitat for Humanity. Yeah. And then we're like, F that guy, man. He makes us feel like we're garbage. And I don't like him. I hope he breaks his kneecap.
So self-centered.
I guess. Yeah.
so selfish. It's just the guy has done nothing wrong.
No,
he's been an outstanding citizen. He made it to the NFL.
I love. The only thing I wish is that
could've
football
played pro baseball.
The only thing I wish is that football wasn't on Sunday, so I didn't have to miss church. That's what I. That's the only thing I wish. F you,
listen to this guy.
Listen to this idiot. I'd like all my teammates to just take a knee and pray with me before the game. You know what? I'll take a knee to your face, Tebow. You idiot.
I am right the schnoz. Yeah. That's crazy though, man. You know, Tim Tebow. So, hey, you know what? Come on, let's give up. That was a good run. It was a nice run in the NFL there, Tim.
I get high on two things, football and Jesus. I'm Tim Tebow. Thank you.
All right, just sit over here.
You suck, Tebow! All right.
We're going to put somebody else in. All right, more pro football. Real quick, man, real quick. Televised public service announcement. Hall of Fame quarterback, hey, Brett Favre. Here's the guy, Brett Favre. He urges parents to not let their kids play tackle football until they're 14 years old. Just going out and saying it's an interesting spokesman for this too, because we're talking about Brett Favre, the guy who played the most consecutive games in the NFL
Iron Man
history.
Dude. Yep,
and played a lot of those games injured. So hey, here's a guy who might be a little bit of a hypocrite.
He should probably tell people not to take donger photos while wearing Crocs. I think that might be better.
And
don't send it to a lady who's looking for attention, who's a media whore. That's what you can't do, man.
You should be a Vicodin spokesman. Don't take Vicodin. Make your nose itch and just doesn't good.
Brett, we love you. And that's me as a Packers fan. All right, I love Brett Favre, and it's just that's crazy to me that he would say that. So,
Hey, when he released that picture or whatever, you look for it, didn't you?
Oh, hell yeah,
Google that day. I knew you would.
Kidding me? I want to see what he's rocking, dude. I mean, I imagine it. I drew pictures.
You love the Packers so much.
I drew pictures of what I thought it looked like many times before. I have a notebook full of drawings of favorite Packer players, private players.
Really?
What?
Weird.
Look, I like the Packers. I don't know what you want me to say about it.
My name's Brock. I'm a Packers fan, and I want to see what you're packing.
I got something you can pack. What? No, that's not. Oh, carry,
good Lord.
Carry the 2 minus the 4. That's it. Yeah, okay.
Hey, we're going to end it on that. Right. You weirdo.
Good. Nothing like talking about drawing private parts of your favorite sports athletes. That is sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.